Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to the INFJ Whisperer podcast, where I dissect all things INFJ. You are not alone anymore. There are others like you.
Hey guys, I hope that you guys are doing amazing wherever you are in the world. My name is Boom Shikha, and I welcome you to my channel. I am sorry about the black eye. I had a little bit of an incident, but I'm fine, and so don't worry about it too much. Again, thank you so much for watching my videos and for supporting me. I'm really enjoying all the comments and the love that you guys have been sending my way. It always, as always, I always feel surprised by it, and I'm just sitting there thinking, what's going on here? But I am grateful. And of course, if you want to support me further, you can do that by going to my Ko-fi link, kofi.com/boomshikha. In this video, I want to speak to you guys about a question that I get asked quite often in a lot of different formats, in a lot of different ways, but it's the same thing over and over again. And basically the idea is, you know, is being an INFJ a curse or a blessing? Is being an empath a curse or a blessing? Is being highly sensitive a curse or a blessing? Whatever it might be, you know, whatever we are, we always want to know, is it a good thing or a bad thing? Am I lucky to have this trait? Am I lucky to be born an INFJ? Or am I saddled with this curse because I'm being punished for something that I did in my past life? And, you know, this is the question that I've had myself for a long time. I think one of the reasons why I started doing these videos is because I wanted to show to you guys and to all the people listening that it's not a curse, it's actually a good thing, it's a blessing, it's a superpower, and we can use it to improve the world, to work, make the world a better place, but we have to do it in a systematic fashion, we have to think about it, and we have to remember it, first of all. We have to remember that this is a superpower, and we're here for a really important reason, and if we don't use our superpower, then it's just basically a waste, yeah? So I think that's one of the reasons why I started doing these videos is I wanted to share that positive message with the world. But I've also realized as I do these videos and I learn more about the world is that everyone can take anything in whatever shape or form they want. So it's their own perspective that they stamp upon whatever is happening, right? For example, you know, you could get into a car accident and think, oh my God, my life sucks. The world hates me, etc., etc. Or you could think, all right, cool, I guess the universe wants me to take a little bit of a break. And so, you know, I'm going to take a break. Now, I'm not saying that everything has to be turned around into a positive way. Sometimes some things are just shitty and you're just like, oops. Some things are just bad. And you're just thinking, wow, I really don't want to deal with this. So I get it. You know, life is sometimes hard. Sometimes it's difficult. And so you just have to deal with it. But I'm realizing more and more so that especially the whole thing about being an INFJ or an empath or an HSP, you can really look at it from the perspective of the fact that it's a curse and live your life like that. Hide in the corner, hide from the world, hate people, Hate anything that takes away from yourself. Hate the universe in general. You know, it's very easy for an INFJ, and a lot of you guys are doing that right now because you have been overwhelmed by the demands on your energy and the demands on yourself from other people, from the universe. And so you've been hiding. And so, yeah, that's one way to definitely deal with it, is that, you know, I'm overwhelmed by it. I hate this power that I have. I don't want to be an empath. I want to hide in the corner. And I have moments like that too, where I get overwhelmed by all the different people pulling at me. And then I'll just shut everything down and I'll just sit in the corner and not cry necessarily, but focus all my energy on reading manga rather than dealing with the real world, at least for a few hours, maybe sometimes even a couple of days. The same thing could be taken the other way around. Yes, it can be overwhelming. Yes, it's tiring, but this is the mission that you've been placed on this planet to do or to fulfill. And so, yes, it'll be difficult, and at times you're going to be overwhelmed or maybe even exhausted, even burnt out, but that's the whole point of it. That's the reason why you're here. And so instead of taking it as a burden, you take it as a gift, as a mission, as a something that you're supposed to be doing here, and so you do it. And yes, when you get tired, you hide for a little bit, but then you come back out again and you do it again. You know, and you take care of people and you give back to society in whatever way is your forte. And then you take care of yourself enough so that you can keep on doing this until you die, I guess, or until it's not something that you want to do anymore. So there are many different ways to look at these superpowers, at these traits that have been given to us. Now, I always think of it as, you know, as a thought experiment, where what if I did not have these superpowers? What if I was just, what if I couldn't feel all the emotions and feelings of the people around me? What if I was not an empath? What if I was not highly sensitive? What if I was just a sensor, and I shouldn't make that face. Sensors are good people too. But what if I was just I was completely oblivious to everything that was going on around me. And whenever I think about it that way, I just feel like it would be such a one-dimensional, such a small way of living in the world. Yeah. And that small way of living in the world seems so limited. You know, I'm just thinking to myself, even right now, I'm sitting here and thinking, wow, it would be so limited that I would just be sitting there thinking, there's something missing. Now, of course, I wouldn't know, maybe if I was never an empath, you would never know that you're missing anything. But if I was an empath and then I stopped being an empath, wow, can you imagine how much information we get as an empath, as an INFJ, from the world around us that we wouldn't get if we weren't so? Right? And so I would imagine that I think it lends a different dimension, an additional dimension, and a different level of brightness and color and fabric to our existence that wouldn't be there otherwise. And there's a reason why we have this. You know, there's a reason why we've been given this beautiful structure to us. There's a reason for it. And I know that I wouldn't want to miss out on it at all. Like, I wouldn't want to give up this part of who I am at all, not even for a little bit. So that's the reason why it's okay for me to go hide for a bit and recharge myself. But I never want to be the kind of person who says, oh, I wish I was an INFJ, or I wish I wasn't an empath, or I wish I could just be normal. Because I hear a lot of people say that. And for me, I don't think that's something that I'd want. I like the multidimensionality of my living because there's so many different layers to it, and there's so much information in it, and so much juice and so much texture to my life because of the fact that I have all of these different qualities in me. And I, as I said, I don't want to give it up for even a single second. I love it. And I want that to be a part of my life. And I want to be an empath and highly sensitive and all that stuff for the rest of eternity, or for the rest of this, at least this lifetime. So I hope I was able to explain myself to you guys as much as possible. It's a little bit of a hard question, obviously, because, you know, different people have gone through different things in their life. And sometimes you're just like, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with all of this. Just take all of this away from me. I don't want to deal with it anymore. I just want to be normal. I just want to be oblivious. And I just want to live in the world where I don't know what's going on, so I can be at peace. And I get it. I get it. I have those moments too. But then I always want to come back to it. So let me know if you have any questions. If you do, I'll do a follow-up video on this. And of course, if you guys like these videos, support me further by going to my Ko-fi link. The link is in the description below. I'll see you guys the next time around. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. If you want to put a face to the voice, you can check out my YouTube channel, Boom Shaka. Bye for now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.